There's a tenor, top tenor, who usually sings falsetto. There's a lead, the best kind of lead is a tenor because he doesn't tend to flat, usually. His voice is high and he can reach the notes in most of our arrangements without too much strain. And then a baritone, and then a bass. And the lead sings a melody, the bass sings the lead. He's sort of a lead singer down low, you might say. And the baritone sings what's left over in the chord. We speak of barbershop sevenths. Of course, that's in a C scale, that would be C, E, G, B flat. And we sing those kind of chords. Our arrangements are such that those chords are strategically placed where they ring. You can ring those chords. And to ring them is a real feat because you have to have a real feel for it and you have to be able to, it's form, I guess. The way you sing, the way you hold your mouth, the way you open your mouth, everything has to be alike through the four people. Yeah, to get it to ring. And you can be singing the same, all of you can be, have true pitch and everything, and it still won't ring. Because maybe some guy is not singing the right vowel sound. He might be singing with his mouth wide and long, and the other guy would have it open and long, and it won't ring until all of the singer's mouths are placed exactly right. The placement is exactly right. And it's helpful to practice in front of a mirror, because then if you run across a chord that doesn't sound good, then you can stop it and check everybody's mouth. We discovered this one night. Check everybody's mouth, and you'll find that there's usually some guy that's not opening his mouth wide enough. There's a reason it doesn't ring. And it's sort of a bright sound that we produce. And it's very habit-forming. Once you've sung barbershop, it's hard to break away from it because you develop an ear for those barbershop sevenths. And the best kind of quartet that I think is one where you have a tenor lead, a tenor that sings falsetto that's got a real bright sound, and a bass that's bright, and a baritone that's a little bit broad type of voice. I sing bass. Now that's what I sing in the chorus in Atlanta. But we work on phrasing. We work on balance and blend in the quartet. We work on notes that might not be right, pitch problems. We call that harmony accuracy. We work on vowels, singing vowels. Well, I went to, after you've been in 6 years, you can sort of get a feel for the kind of voice that it's going to take to blend with yours. Mm-hmm. And I expressed a desire to two or three other members, asking why don't we get together and form a quartet, see what happens. It's usually a trial and error thing. And if it works, it looks like it has potential, we'll go on and try it a little bit further. Well, we got together, and we liked the sound. We all liked it. We had still had a few problems we didn't really realize. But we basically liked the sound, and it was a sound that did not flat. It stayed up. And so we've practiced now all summer, and we'll be competing. We have competitions. We'll be competing August 14th in Savannah. and that'll be a preliminary runoff type contest. And after we compete, and if we get to a certain level,